This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 176. How do I help my puppy play nicely with other dogs? This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Welcome to the Puppy Training Podcast. Thank you for being here today. Right now, giving me 10 minutes of your time to talk about dogs. I hope you're having a good week. Today, we had a puppy playdate in my yard to help Bella and other puppies socialize with one another. The topic always comes up, how do I help my dog play nicely with others? A great question. This has been on my mind lately as I help Bella manage her play levels. And so today, let's talk about it. First, if you haven't checked out our online puppy school yet, will you just do that for me? We have classes, courses, one-on-one sessions with professional trainers, email correspondence, printables, training games, field trips, and more. We really want you to be successful at raising your canine companion to live with your family in your house, and we show you how to do that. Also, you can follow us on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all free help as well. All right, puppy playdates. How do we know if our puppy is playing nicely? And if not, how can we help them do so? First things first, socialization begins early. Introduce your dog to other dogs as soon as possible, but in a safe way. Your puppy does not need to interact with these other dogs, but seeing them and hearing them is very helpful. I like to carry my puppy in a backpack or I push them in a doggy stroller until they are fully vaccinated. If you want your puppy to play with another dog, start with controlled environments like puppy socialization classes or play dates with friends' dogs who you know are vaccinated and friendly. Playing in your house or a private backyard is a great place to do this. Until your pup is fully vaccinated, do not allow them to play with dogs you do not know and only have them play in private spaces where random dogs are not roaming around. Next, we want to set the stage for success. You'll hear me say that a lot in our program. Set your dog up for success. We want to choose appropriate play areas where your puppy can interact safely with other dogs. You want there to be enough room to run and play, but not too much that you are unable to manage the situation. I like to set out tunnels, a playpen, and chairs so that puppies have a place to hide and retreat if they feel the need. Having humans there is also helpful. I like one per puppy so we can quickly interrupt play and separate the dogs as needed. The pen is really nice because I can just quickly put one puppy in the pen while the other stays out. That way we can wait for them to settle themselves. So if there is some kind of little scuffle, it's really easy to just set that one puppy in the pen, let both puppies calm down with that barrier between them, and then we can bring them back together. Try to avoid overwhelming situations, especially if your puppy seems nervous or unsure. One-on-one play dates at first are super helpful if your puppy is a bit shy or timid, or if it's the opposite and they are over the top. So one-on-one is best. If you're in a puppy socialization class where there's a trainer there and then there's one human per puppy, that's also doable. But I do like to introduce puppies one-on-one, so I might have two puppies over here greeting each other in this pen, and then I might have two puppies over here in this pen greeting each other. You can set them up for success that way. So if your puppy seems overwhelmed, we can set up the scenario or the situation such that they can be successful simply by being creative and using some pens if needed. Always keep play sessions short and positive. Gradually, you can start to increase how long your puppy is playing with other puppies as you notice your puppy gaining confidence. So we talk about the puppy zones. Remember zones 1, 2, 3, and 4. 4 where is over threshold, 1 would be calm. 2 and 3 are great zones to be in for puppy play dates. And I show my puppy how to manage these zones. That's often necessary. Not all puppies do this well on their own. Especially while learning how to play, they might need a little guidance. So I let the puppies play for, say, 20 to 60 seconds, depending on how they do. I'm watching their body language and listening to their vocalizations. And then I'll pull out some food rewards or toys and we'll lure the puppies away from one another and we'll help them settle. That's a perfect time to practice behaviors you have taught them, such as sit, watch me, touch, down. Maybe they'll spin in a circle for you. Maybe they'll do a shake or a high five. We just want to get their attention back on you and then reward them for doing these things. Will they follow you on leash? Can you clip a little leash on and will they follow you around and every step, you know, one step treat, two steps treat, three steps treat, that sort of thing? These are great opportunities to practice again what you've been working on, but you also have some distractions present. It's not that quiet one room area that we start in when we train. So take these opportunities to interrupt the play, get a little training in, and then release them back to play. You're helping them play and then settle and then play and then settle. Now you may need to walk away some distance from the other puppy or puppies before your dog can focus. That's okay and very normal. Create enough space between you and the other dogs to the point where your dog can be successful at listening and responding to your cues. These training sessions I'm also keeping short, maybe 30 to 60 seconds at most, and then I'll let the dogs go back to play. I like to try to end these play sessions while it's going well. It's really tempting to just let the dogs play until we're like, okay, we're done. Everybody's being irrational at this point. But if you notice signs that your dog is reaching zone 4, they're most likely tired and need a nap. Most puppies can handle about a 20 to 30 minute play session and then they're done. So take note of that. Your puppy might hit that faster. Your puppy might be able to go for longer. Every puppy's a little different, but try to end the session while everyone's still happy and take them in for that nap before they become irrational messes, if you will. Now on to the finer points of puppy play etiquette. Watch for signs of discomfort or stress in both your puppy and the other dogs. These might include tense body language, some staring, freezing, growling, maybe excessive barking. Some growling is a play growl and a little bit's okay, but that can set other puppies off if they don't like the growling, so be careful with that. If you notice any of these signs, just calmly redirect your puppy's attention or remove them from the situation using those pens that we talked about until they've had a chance to calm down. Doing this often teaches your puppy how to settle, then play, then settle, then play like we talked about, and they begin to take breaks on their own, which is really what we want. Remember, not all play styles are the same. Some puppies are going to prefer gentle wrestling while others enjoy chasing or playing tug of war. Encourage diverse interactions and intervene if play becomes too rough or one-sided. I'm always watching for that balanced play where puppies take turns. We notice they flip-flop from being on top to being on the bottom, chasing to being chased, and so on. Teaching your puppy to take turns and respect other dogs' boundaries sets the foundation for positive play habits. Interrupting play often to capture your puppy's attention back on you helps them better regulate their play. Now, it is possible for two puppies that you put together that maybe they just don't get along great. That's okay too. Try to find puppies who have similar play styles, are similar sizes, and similar ages. A test you can do during the play session to see if your puppy's having a good time is put both dogs on leash, let the dog who you think may not be having fun off leash first. If that dog goes back to the other dog for more play, great, they were probably fine. If that dog walks away saying, "Finally, thank you. Time for a break." Now, don't forget about praise and rewards. These are huge. When your puppy interacts nicely with other dogs, shower them with praise and food rewards. Positive reinforcement reinforces good behavior and encourages your puppy to continue making friends. I find that pulling out those food rewards to separate the puppies and then rewarding the puppies for doing those simple tasks like sit, touch, watch me, and rewarding both puppies, let both puppies in on this good interaction with training is phenomenal and helps them feel positive about being in the presence of one another, but they're not focused on each other. So if you have two puppies that are kind of struggling, see if you can separate more often, get those good behaviors happening and rewarding them for them in the presence of one another. That can help them be a little more kind to one another as well. Finally, be patient and consistent. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a well-socialized puppy. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes interactions, so just keep practicing, exposing your pup to various social situations and reinforcing the good behaviors that you see. With time and dedication, your puppy can become a fun, social puppy who enjoys being with other dogs. That's it for today, you guys. Hopefully this helps you and your puppy have more successful play dates. Remember, socialization in a positive way is important at all ages of your dog's life. Have a great week. Go set up a puppy playdate and happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.